Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation, and I'm JT, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful downtown Portland, and we welcome you, our listeners, and all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and in Texas. What's on the Christmas shopping list for the barbecue nut in your life? If you don't know, maybe today we can give you a little help with that. I've asked our friend Max Good from AmazingRibs.com and also Black Swan Sauces to join us. Max is going to be talking about some different gifts. We're going to start from little stuff and go into grills and smokers. And so you might get some ideas about that, or at least maybe stimulate the thought a bit. Our music this week, I couldn't help it. I had to bring Dean Martin back for some Christmas songs. I love Dean Martin music. Of course, I love all music. And before we get to Max, I just wanted to say also that this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Beef you can feel good about. Well, you not only feel good about, but it tastes great, too. Anyway, Max, welcome back, buddy.
Well, thanks. It's wonderful to be back on your show.
I know. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah, it certainly is.
How you been?
Wow, doing okay. You know, we were just discussing weather before the show, and I'm over here in Chicago, where we just got a bit of snow, and it's been rather cold, but I kind of like that white Christmas vibe, you know.
Yes. Well, you got to. I think it brings out the cheer in everybody. You get a little snow, you got a little holly, you got some smoke coming out of the fireplace or your grill or whatever you're doing. You know, it just makes it feel like the holiday.
Yeah, and you got your Christmas music going. I know you and I are both music nuts, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this, but I started out as a rock and roll DJ in college many years ago and just kind of kept on going with this stuff. So
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
I've played in rock bands, and I play drums, and I'm still playing with my neighbors. And in fact, we're doing a Christmas show Friday.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be fun, yeah.
There you go. So let's talk about a few Christmas gifts, and we'll start on kind of the end of the spectrum to where you don't really know, but you look around, maybe it's your husband or your brother-in-law or sister-in-law or whatever it is, and you've kind of checked out their gear and you don't see something there, okay? And so you're going to take a wild shot in the dark and maybe, excuse me, get them something. On AmazingRibs.com, there is a cool list, and it's broken down by dollar figures, and some of these that we're going to talk about here, under $50, and so it's kind of cool. So let's start out with something that I think every person that works around grills and heat should have, and that's a good set of gloves.
Yes, I agree. It's, if you don't have them, you should get them. This particular brand that we have on our website, you'll find it with different people's names embossed on it, but they're just heavy-duty suede gloves. They're kind of like welder's gloves. They go up your arm, almost your elbow,
mm-hmm.
so they'll really protect you. Now, you know, if you got a gas grill and you're just flipping burgers, maybe you don't need it that much, but if you ever have to touch those hot grates or anything hot while you're cooking, yes, gloves are essential.
I think gloves are essential, and I agree because if, you know, it's gas grills are kind of like a gateway drug, Max. They just get you into something else there. And once you start fussing around with smokers and big cookers, you're gonna want those gloves. And you know, there's a series of things on here, and I won't pin you down to one particular one, but you've got things like you call this a frog mat. You've got another thing that's a kind of like a grill basket. You've got some things like that. So kind of give us your from the hip thoughts on accessories like that.
Oh, okay. Well, a grill basket, and we have a couple variations on them here. That's a really handy thing. You know, if anybody that that grills, whether you got charcoal grill or a gas grill, if you got anything, even like shrimp, but you know, vegetables,
sure,
things that slip through those grates, you want to get a grill basket of some nature, because it's as the name indicates, it's a metal basket of some type. There's different designs, and again, we have two here on our list. And you could just dump vegetables in it, dump shrimp in it, little things like that. I know I don't even make shish kebabs anymore because it's so tedious putting things on those little skewers, and sometimes something like a mushroom or an onion splits apart, and I'm cussing at myself. I just marinate the stuff and throw it in a basket and grill it up and serve it. They work great.
Maybe you could cheat now, and you can go ahead and grill it and then stick it on a skewer and make it look like you did all that work at the end, you know, just kind of whip it out there.
But then you're doing all the work anyway.
Yeah.
Less work. Less work.
Less work. Okay.
More time for wassailing.
There you go. and the other thing is a couple of things, and most people have these in their kitchens, but the stainless steel versions, if you will, are pretty good. Just a good set of like stainless steel measuring spoons.
I mean, you know, plastic ones will work if that's what
sure.
you got, but you know, it doesn't cost that much more for stainless steel, and they'll last forever. You know, it's usually they have the sizes embossed in the metal, so it's not going to rub off like ink on a plastic spoon, you know. They're just nicer, you know, and it doesn't break the bank.
Yeah, I mean, everything we've talked about so far is well under $50, you know, like that. And then the other thing you've got on here, too, which I thought I hadn't thought about it because sometimes I just don't think. At least that's what my wife says. But you've got a food scale with a pull-out display there, and it's an OXO, O-X-O. I don't know if I've never learned how to pronounce that correctly over the years. But
I always say it, OXO.
Yeah. But, you know, when you think about it, a little kitchen scale like that is a pretty good thing when you're weighing, you know, most anything. If it, you know, if you've got a recipe, if you actually follow recipes, and it says, you know, 4 ounces of something, there you go. You know, you're not messing around looking for a measuring cup or something.
Well, you know, we could get into the idea of, well, is it volume or weight? And that's an interesting thing because some recipes, now our recipes are, and you should follow our recipes, Jeff. our recipes are really well tested, so we try to be detailed about it. But sometimes you're looking at a recipe and there is a difference between an ounce, the weight of an ounce, or ounce in volume.
Right.
And, you know, it may or may not make a huge difference. But I'll tell you, I have one of these. I don't have this brand, but I have a little digital electric scale. And I wondered how much I'd use it, but I use it more than I thought. It comes in handy for a lot of things. I'll give you a wacky example. My son is in college now, and he was leaving to go back to his campus. He was here for Thanksgiving. And a buddy of mine is a hunter, and he was going, oh, man, I just got all this goose meat. I should give you some, and you can make it once you get back to your apartment, your campus. And he's telling him all about how he should cook it. So my son says, oh, that's fine. I'll take free food, you know. So he hands him a couple big chunks that are frozen, and I pulled up a recipe that my buddy was recommending. And my son goes, oh, well, this recipe's for 5 pounds of meat. How much is this? I said, well, let's find out, you know, and bada bing, bada boom. I mean, you know, it just kind of comes in handy. If you've never used one, you might be like me and use it more often than you'd think you would.
Probably so. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Max talking about Christmas gift ideas for the barbecue nut in your life right after this. Don't go away.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network, and especially here in downtown Portland, where it is so beautiful. Well, sort of, sometimes. Little Dean Martin there walking in a winter wonderland, or as we used to say, walking in a women's underwear. We're talking with Max Good from AmazingRibs.com, and Max does all of their testing on grills and smokers. Okay, but one thing Max doesn't talk about a lot, or at least he hasn't on our show, he also has a sauce company called Black Swan Sauces. And Max sent me some, and I'll tell you, they're very, very good. But I'm going to let Max tell you how to get some if you really want some.
Oh, well, you know, unless you're in the Chicago area, I'm not sure where you might find it. We have some smaller stores that carry it here and there. But you can go to my website, blackswancompany.com. It's all spelled out, blackswancompany.com. And, you know, if you forget that, if you could just remember Black Swan or Max Good or Max Good Barbecue Sauce, or you'll probably find it. And there's you can order it online. We don't actually sell it direct to consumers, but the Kansas City Barbecue Store has been carrying our sauces for a while, and there's a link to them where you can buy it. So we hope you'll give us a try. We have three different kinds that are essentially mild, medium, and hot. We have our mild sweet cognac sauce.
Very good.
Which it has no hot peppers or spice in it, but it still gets an exciting taste that comes from oranges, fresh ginger, and cognac. And then probably our most popular, with no surprise, it's a medium sauce, and it's cleverly called our original sauce. And then we have our hot sauce, which is Beso del Fuego, the kiss of fire. And it's made with fresh jalapenos and fresh habaneros. It has a great aroma and flavor. That's kind of what's different about Black Swan from a lot of barbecue sauces is we use a lot of fresh pureed vegetables. So it's great on the grill or in the kitchen because you can cook with it since it's a real sauce.
Yeah,
it is. Try it out.
I have. You sent me some, and I tried all of them, and I thought they were great.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Also, our buddy Meathead has got his book. We're still under the $50 and under real quick here. You can get this at AmazingRibs.com, or you can also get it at, I think, Amazon. Probably
Amazon, sure, yeah.
Pretty much anyway. But Meathead's The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. You've heard us talk about that book many times on the show. And if you don't want to put too much work in it but want to do something, I'd say get some of Max's sauces and get Meathead's book, and you should be in good shape.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, Meathead's book is something, regardless of what level of cook you are, what level of outdoor cook you are, you could benefit from his book. A novice will start to get some basic understanding, and someone who's very good, even competition teams and professional chefs laud his book. It's a New York Times bestseller. He's gotten accolades out the wazoo, if that's a good way of saying it, about this book, and they sold quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah, he's done well with it. You want to kick it up a little bit to maybe a couple $100 and under. I kind of skipped over the 100 range. And, again, you can find a Christmas list broken down by price points on AmazingRibs.com, and I think Max had something to do with this whole review here as well as Meathead. But one thing I wanted to talk about, too, real quickly, was the Blackstone 17-inch tabletop griddle review. I have one. They sent me one, and it's a lot of fun to use. And
yes.
It's not much money.
Yeah, and you know what's nice? I think things sort of get in the public eye, and I think griddle cooking is increasing. People are getting more and more interested in it. And they make, you know, many companies make rather large griddles, you know.
Sure.
But if you already have a grill and a smoker and you don't feel like you want to get a big old, you know, 4-foot-wide griddle, because you can just buy a griddle surface and throw it on a grill, you know. But this is a neat little one that's could be used off to the side for specific things, or if you're only going to grill up a couple of burgers or something. It's inexpensive. It's small. It's very portable if you want to go camping or just, you know, if you're on the move and you want to have something to cook small amounts of food on, that'll do the job.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for tailgating or like we said, if you're you still there, Max?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I don't know what that clip was.
Yeah.
But if you're a tailgater, if you are you're going hunting or fishing, you can use a small propane tank with this. It's very simple. It's easy to clean. It cools off rather rapidly. It's just a great thing. And like you said, if you're cooking a big piece of meat on your smoker or your cooker, and you want something off to the side to maybe saute some onions or something, whatever it is you're trying to create, the Blackstone is a great little tool for that, I think.
Definitely, definitely.
So we got, let's see here, we got just a couple minutes left before we have to break again, about a minute and a half, really. But you also have a slow and sear, and you call it the single best accessory for the Weber kettle ever.
It's pretty amazing. I got to admit, when I first saw it, I was a little skeptical. People who have Weber kettles, I think most of them, if not all of the full-size ones, come with charcoal baskets. And what they are is almost like half funnel-shaped metal containers where you can put charcoal in and you can isolate it off to the side. But the slow and sear goes further than that. It is like a half funnel metal device.
Mm-hmm.
You fill it with charcoal, and so now you have your charcoal fire just segregated on one side of your round kettle. And it also includes a slot running down. Now it's running down almost the middle of your grill, on the long side of the funnel. And you can fill that with water. I use it instead of a water pan. And what that does is create very distinct direct and indirect zones. That's for two-zone cooking. So if you're making ribs, on a grill, you want to have a two-zone. Indirect, moderate heat so that you can cook low and slow. And then the heat source is pushed off to one side. And you can throw wood in there and all. Also, if you're trying to sear something and you really want a super hot, red hot, flaming, searing heat source, that side that has the charcoal in it is right up a couple inches underneath the grate. And if you get that rip roaring red hot, man, you can sear like nobody's business on it.
Yeah, you can. Max, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Max Good on our What to Get for Christmas right after this. Hey, welcome back to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KSEY down in Seymour, Texas. Also, if you'd like to email us, it's pretty simple. It's BBQ Nation, the letters BBQ Nation at Alpha Media USA. I know that's a mouthful, but it's alphamediausa.com. Facebook, it's Barbecue Nation with JT. And, of course, we have Barbecue Nation Twitter and, all that stuff. We're talking with Max Good today from AmazingRibs.com. And Max is one of Meathead's top lieutenants there. And Max takes care of all the, if they're new grills or he's testing products and this type of thing. Also, one more thing really quickly. Want to say hi to a couple of affiliates in particular, KFLS. In Klamath Falls, Oregon, and KACI in the Dalles and Hood River. Now I got it all in. There we go. Now we can kind of get back on schedule here. So Max, when we're now we're kicking up to $500. And you, when you're starting to spend $500 or $1,000, you've got to be, you're getting serious in the barbecue world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not, you don't have your $99 Weber gas grill out on the back deck. You're putting some real coin in there. So before we talk about anything in particular, what do you think people should keep in mind if they want to kick their game up, or somebody wants to get their spouse or friend or whatever a gift for Christmas that is able to take their game up a notch?
Oh, well, I'm looking at our list here, and right off the bat is an excellent digital thermometer. That's the single most important tool that you absolutely need. If you don't have digital thermometers now, run out and get them. The thermometers that are included in just about every grill or smoker that you buy are really cheap. They're really old. The basic design came about in the 1800s. They're inaccurate. They're usually in the hood, way up away from where you're actually cooking. So even if they were accurate, they're in the wrong position to help you out too much. You can kind of get used to your own particular grill or smoker, but even so, you should know, well, my thermometer in the hood is off by 100 degrees. So now I know that, so whenever I'm cooking, I can keep that in mind. The problem is, if it's off by 100 degrees when you're trying to be at 325, how far is it off when you're trying to be at 600? How far is it off when you're trying to be at 225? You know, plus, over time, I'm sure those who have these type of thermometers, many have noticed occasionally they seem all fogged up and filled with moisture. That ain't good for them.
Right.
Digital thermometers are indispensable, and not only, particularly if you only want to spend under $20, and we're in a higher price range now, go out and get a little instant read digital thermometer. At least then you know what the internal temperature of your food is. So that's very helpful. But this Fireboard that's on our list here in this price category,
right,
has six channels. It has Wi-Fi. I use the thing all the time in all my tests. It's got an app on your phone. I could be driving around doing whatever the heck I want and still know what the cooking temperature of my smoker is and what the internal meat temperature is of what I'm cooking on it. And you can do this if you're nervous. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, is my brisket okay? Is my smoker still all right, or did it go out? Grab your phone, pull up that app, and you can go right back to sleep when you see that everything is fine.
Yep.
and moreover, it's accurate. You know. If you say, I'm smoking at 225, well, wait a second. It looks like my temperatures are getting away from me. I better run out there and close down my dampers a little bit. Or, whoa, that big slab of meat that I got in there is cooking a lot faster than I expected. It's going to be done an hour before I thought, so I better take it off when it's ready, you know, rather than overcook it because you're just going by time. You really can't cook by time. Time is just a benchmark general idea. But meat, slabs of meat, they're not widgets. They're not like nuts and bolts that
right.
can be made exactly the same every time. And the same weight, the same cut, may cook quite differently.
Yeah, they do. And which brings me to another one. One of my favorites to play with, and I wanted to get yours because we still got pretty good chunk of time, the non-widget time, here in this segment. For people that want to step up from a gas grill, and if they are used to, maybe they've had some experience with charcoal too, I would suggest to them the pit barrel cooker.
Oh, absolutely, yes. That's one of the, even now, Meathead and I, we were just talking about it as an example of an excellent product today, just a couple hours ago. When we got that thing, I mean, it's these upright barrel smokers have been around a long time.
Sure.
But when Pit Barrel came out, it's kind of a smaller barrel. And the one we have on our list here is the Pit Barrel Junior, which is new. and it's even smaller than their original one. But both of them are smaller than the big 55-gallon drum barrels that were traditionally used. But this thing, I mean, it's delivered to your door. The Junior is only like $220, $230. It comes pretty much fully assembled. It takes very, very little skill, and the results are incredible. And the flavor is very unique. The way that the drippings from the meat fall directly on a charcoal right at the bottom of the thing and sizzle back up. It's a very simple but astoundingly great way of smoking meat and very, very easy to use. There's just a few little tricks you need to learn, and you're off and running.
No, I think that's true. And like I said, if you've got a little bit of experience with charcoal, and if you pay attention, I think you'll be fine using the
pit barrel. And then at Amazing Ribs, we have lots of detailed techniques and a lot of information on all types of cooking, whether it's grilling or smoking or sous vide or you name it, pizzas. Mm-hmm. But we have whole sections on working with the pit barrel. It's such a we were very happy to feel that the owner says that he appreciates that we kind of helped him get up to the next level, and now he's way past that level and doing really well, and we're very happy for him. But when we found out about it, we just started raving about it, and all of our readers jumped on board and were buying them and just going pretty much unanimously, "You're right, this thing's amazing. Why have I been banging my head against my crummy
yep.
smoker that I bought at Home Depot that yeah. never worked, and this thing, I pop it out of the box and I'm making better ribs and brisket than I ever made, and I don't have to do anything."
Really quick, I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back here. If you go to AmazingRibs.com and you actually join the Pitmaster Club, you can listen to two interviews I did with Noah Glanville, who's the proprietor of Pit Barrel. And so if you are part of the Pitmaster Club, and that I might say might be a great Christmas gift too, is to give somebody a membership to the Pitmaster Club at Amazing Ribs. And that's kind of a fun thing to be a part of.
Well, it certainly is. I will plug the Pitmaster Club again. For I'd say most people that are members are really serious about barbecue, but we do have a lot of members that just said, "Hey, I don't know what I'm doing yet, but that's why I joined." And it's only $24 a year. You get a 30-day free trial. If you don't like it, you don't have to give a credit card, anything. You get 30 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you're not obligated to anything. Hopefully you will like it and you'll join for $24 a year. We have various deals. We have a new one now, I think, where you can get a discount if you sign up for multiple years. But it's a place where you can commiserate with like-minded barbecue kooks. So I definitely encourage your listeners to at least check it out. And what the heck, 30 days free.
Why not?
No skin off your back.
No, and we've got about a minute left, I think, here. And so one thing I wanted to talk about in the upper end, in fact, we've got less than a minute, so I'll be quick about this. The upper end in your kind of your bracket of $2,000 plus gifts, and because I've never ripped on gas grills in this show because I think they have a place for everything. The Heston Outdoor, I like Heston products because they're strong, they're built well, and now they come out and you can do the custom colors for like your favorite football team and stuff. So it's pretty cool. We're going to take a break and we're going to be back and wrap up the show, and we're going to find out what Max wants for Christmas. I know he wants peace on earth, we all do, but we're going to go a little deeper than that. So don't go away. You're listening to Barbecue Nation. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Got Max Good with us today. Dr. Dave's out decorating his Camaro for Christmas. One thing I forgot to put in the last segment, because Max and I got to talking about a lot of stuff, we have a little trivia question pretty much every week now. So here's the trivia question. If you listen to the Thanksgiving show, you heard Meathead talk about something he does to his birds, and it's nothing illicit. But something he does to his turkeys before he cooks them. Okay. So you email me the correct answer and don't just say he cooks them. That's not the right answer. But what does Meathead do to his birds before he cooks them? Send me the answer at barbecuenation@alphamediausa.com. That's BBQNation @alphamediausa.com. And you will get a free subscription for a year to the National Barbecue News. There, I got all that in.
Very good.
Yeah. So, Max, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, at the risk of sounding corny, when you asked me that before the show, I thought, oh, what do I want? Yeah, I'm a pretty happy guy, thankfully. Knocking on wood there. Peace on Earth came out of my lips. I know it's a hard thing to wish for, but it's a good thing to wish for. And, you know, I don't know that the world has ever had it. But it's something that we should try for, you know.
It would be nice.
There's the way things are and the way they should be, right? And I think it would be good if all of us could embrace the idea that I know it seems like pie in the sky,
okay,
it is,
it's okay.
But if everybody got along, if everybody, I mean, you know, we're coming up on Christmas. What did Christ say? Love your neighbor, you know. Yeah. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. When you come to the pearly gates, St. Peter's going to say, he's not going to say, what kind of car did you have? What kind of grill did you have? Did you have a Heston grill?
Yeah.
What color was it? No, he's not going to say that. He's going to say, what did you do good in your life? Were you kind to people? Did you help people that needed help? Well, peace on earth. That's my wish.
Well, that's a good wish. And you're talking about helping people, and I know you're aware of what I'm going to speak of here shortly. After the first of the year, our first show in January is going to be with Hap and Becky Zook, and they do a phenomenal job of organizing and being part of a barbecue, big feed, if you will, for our wounded warriors. And we're going to be talking to them because they go to Fort Campbell and they go to some other different Army and military bases around the country, and they help organize some of these barbecues to feed the troops. And I think that's a very cool thing. And if anybody ever wants to do that here in Portland, you let me know and maybe we can work together. That would be we don't have a military base right here, but we have a lot of Army reservists and Air Force reservists and stuff. So I like doing that stuff. I like helping people.
Yeah. You know, and none of us can save the world, but you can do a little bit here, a little bit there, and I think it all helps.
It does. So what does Mrs. Max want for Christmas?
Gosh. You know, we've been married now, 27 years, and we kind of, you know, we have a joint bank account. We don't usually get each other presents. You know, we get each other some little thing that maybe we thought one another like, well, I know I have something in mind for her, but I'm not going to say what it is.
Sure.
But it's a small thing that I know she talked about getting and never got it. And I thought, well, I'll just get her that. But, you know, we kind of just buy whatever we want. And then, you know, it seems like when I buy her jewelry or clothes or cologne or anything, she doesn't like it. So I'm like, well, we'll let her pick out what she wants, you know. So we kind of buy what we like, and, you know, we love the holidays. We love our birthdays. We always celebrate. We just don't run out and get each other a lot of big presents. But what does she want for Christmas? I don't know.
You better think about that, Max, a little bit.
Well, I have, and I have a small item in mind.
Okay.
I think she will like.
All right. Well, Mrs. Max, when she hears this show, you won't have tipped your hand then.
That's right. Discipline. Discipline, Jeff.
Yeah, discipline. Boy, that's me. Mr. Discipline. next week here on Barbecue Nation, Will Homer, the CEO of Painted Hills Natural Beef, is going to be joining us and talking about the cattle business and what to look for when you're picking out that big rib roast, or as you like to call it out there in Radio Land, the prime rib for Christmas. Also, KCBS News there. They now have a Carolyn Wells Ambassador Award down at KCBS, and that their first one is going to be picked on January 19th, or awarded, I should say, back at their year-end banquet in Kansas City. So if you want to find out more about that, it's kind of a cool thing. They the nominees have to show exceptional qualities and be a great ambassador for KCBS and the sport of barbecue. So a couple of things there. Max Good, thank you, my friend, for being with us. And we will talk to you again soon. And have a happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Thanks, Mac. We'll be back next week. Like I said, another edition of Barbecue Nation. Till then, take care, everybody.
You better watch out. You better not cry.